Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you're in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency. This is your host, Chris. This is a recording on the fly. I'm back again, doing this crazy recording on the fly, you know? And so you gotta bear with me because this is all I can do at this present moment in time. Kind of sucks a little bit, but I mean, it's not that bad. So, back on the road again. On the road again. Yeah, I'm on the road again. And I've been kind of going through my mind, and because, you know, you guys are here listening, and I appreciate it. I mean, it's like, oh, Chris has got a new episode. What does he have to say now? Let's see what kind of outlandish craziness does he have to talk about. Well, the one that I have to talk about is the two-step process. Okay? Two steps. We have came up with this idea. It's the two-step process. Fred and I helped me on this invention. Two steps, man. That's it. No more of this 10-step program or the 25-step program or 30-step program. No. Two steps. I'm going to log in. I'm going to push the record button, and that's it. Two steps. If it's any more than two steps, it's not happening. I ain't doing it. So, all right, I'm going to try this again. So this is like third time, maybe might be a charm or something, you know. This is starting to turn into a third step process, and I'm not liking it. But yeah, so one of the things that I'm finding that's very, very interesting at this present moment in time in dimension that I'm in is, one, being the age that I am, I don't have any gray hair. And I look around, a lot of the people that are my age, they have gray hair. Or getting gray hair, right? And I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I realize that I've got my head stuck in the sand, or under a rock, or I'm living under a rock, or naive, or whatever you want to call it, and I really don't care. But I just don't seem to care about the worries of what if, right? And today, for example, you know, I was talking with a wife and everything like that, and we were going over some things that are, like, important, or at least in her world that is very, very important. In my world, it has really no means of matter to me, and I care, but I don't care kind of situation, because I'm more concerned with trying to get from point A to point B and survive. So it's almost like riding a motorcycle down a highway. You know, I'm trying to get from point A to point B, stay alive, no accidents, no fender benders, no nothing. And deal with weather and craziness and insane people sometimes doing craziness on the highway. And so I basically sat down with her and telling her, it's like, look, I know you want to plan out in the future. That's great. That's a good thing. And always planning ahead is a great thing to do. On the other hand, to get upset and craziness on the idea of planning out ahead when you still have today that you've got to deal with. You got, you know, the whole day that you got to deal with. You got to survive the day and move into the night, survive the night and move into the next day and survive the day. And to me, I just cannot care about what's going to happen tomorrow. I just can't. I'm at this point in my life now that I have to live daily. I have to live daily because there's too much stuff that's going on. And like I said it before, and I'll say it again, everybody has their own shit. And everybody's worried about this, that, and the other thing, and da 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 da. And it's like, nah, man, we made it through today, great. Let's make it through tonight, and then we'll deal with tomorrow. And whatever happens tomorrow, we'll go with that. And yeah, it does get stressful trying to worry about it. It is, you know, for example, like, the bills are need to be paid. Will they be paid? Yes. How? I don't know. They will. Is it a guarantee that there will be a job tomorrow? No. Never. It's never a guarantee. You know, we all sit here and have this idea in our head that, okay, yep, I'll handle it tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to come and we're going to take care of it and da-da-da-da. It doesn't really work that way. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. It's not necessarily a guarantee, okay? Prime example. Let's just say, for example, that our north and south magnetic poles decide, you know what, we're tired of being this way, so we're going to swap over to the new direction, and we're going to flip our polar magnetic field and da-da-da. So at which point, the shields are down, man. It's like, Mr. Sulu, what happened to the shields? You know? And that's not good. The planet turns around and reverses the polarity of the pole, and we go into an ice age, and we also go into a freaking nuclear heating situation, because now we're dealing with, the sun cooking the planet, because we don't have any of the protective shields to protect us from the ions and all that stuff. And that's going to suck. So, like I said before, it's not a guarantee that, you know, we're going to be okay. We don't... There's no real scientific, you know, kind of situation where they can go, yep, okay, the polar switch happened back then at this time. Okay, the polar switch is going to happen again at this time. It's not something that we can plan out. You know, the only thing I can think of is like, man, we got one air, one water, one Mother Earth. And yeah, this is like a living heartbeat vessel with the engine running. The perpetual motion of the engine is running in this planet. And what's really bizarre is that this perpetual motion that's happening in the engine and the planet, why the hell in the world can we not have perpetual motion going on in this planet? Like, that doesn't make sense. It would make sense if the Earth didn't have a perpetual motion happening. Okay, well, then you're going to say gravity. Well, okay, yeah, gravity involved, and therefore it's creating this, you know, thing on a vast scale. Well, let's take the vast scale and turn it a lot smaller and turn it into gyros and stuff and magnetics, and you have a little battery system. Now you've got something that can create a motion of the start and continue a motion. But the problem is, it's all about money, and we gotta make money. You know, we gotta do this, and it's all about money. That's our number one downfall in this whole entire planet. It's money. I mean, it's insane. Everybody's trying to make a dollar and survive and get squeezed on the dollar, just trying to survive. I don't remember ever signing up for this. You know, but, you know, it's part of society, so I guess I don't have a choice and I gotta do it. Sucks. It really sucks when, really, like, Nikola Tesla had this free energy. Hell, as far as I could tell and what documentation what I found on the pyramids, that was free energy. And then all of a sudden we have greediness on the planet now. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous! Everybody should be like, drop the crap, put aside the differences, and let's, like, learn to survive together and kind of, you know, handle each other, you know, not where everybody's like, well, you gotta believe what I gotta believe. No, I don't. know, everybody can believe whatever the hell they want to believe. And yeah, okay, I'm ranting and raving and, yeah, and stuff like that. And I'm talking to you guys and you guys are listening. And, you know, that's cool and awesome, whoever you are. I mean, hell, it's gone global over the world. So that's, I apparently must have some kind of interestingness to talk about. You know, everybody's like, hey, this guy's putting something out there. Let's listen to it. That's really neat. I still, to this day, I think there's only a couple people that I might know who's listening. But to for sure say that, oh yeah, they're listening? No, I don't. I have no idea. No idea. Nor do I really care. I mean, in reality-wise, like I said before, it's like this is kind of in Dad's head for the kids in the future when they really get to know Dad when they get older. And, you know, also just to kind of talk, because, you know, I could do that quite a bit, as you could tell. I mean, talk and talk and talk. And, yeah. But I was onto something about, oh, so let's just say that the engine stops, right? Engine stops, we're in trouble. Now we're dealing with, like, oh God, we basically have no thrusters, you know, no thrusters. Now we're thrusting through the universe, you know, revolving around the sun. We don't have shields up. If the engine, the perpetual motion engine of the planet, heartbeat stops, yeah, excuse me, mankind ceases to exist at that point. Plant life will die. We'll get radiated by the sun pretty quickly because there's no magnetic field protecting us from the solar flares and all that. So, man, it's kind of a, excuse me, it's a Harry Carey situation. And damn. Now, whether or not it would happen, maybe. You know, if you date back the history of science and when the last shift happened and when the last ice age happened, you know, they talk about global warming and we're heating up. Okay. So let's just go that route right there, right? Global warming, the world's heating up and all the ice is melting and everything like that. That's a lot of fresh water. Who knows what kind of microorganisms that are living in that ice age that's from long ago. Who knows what will happen to the human genome with all those bugs being released in the atmosphere. You know, the little things that kind of like keep us alive, little single cell amoebas. They keep us alive because we're on our own universe. So they get released out of the ice caps. Who knows what's going to happen to the human genome pool at that point? You know, that could turn into a pandemic very quickly. And our immune systems would have to fight that off. And then, to top it off, right, all the ice melts from the ice caps and the polar caps and the South Pole and the North Pole and all that, right? Then what happens? I'll tell you what happens. We're going to go right back into a damn ice age pretty damn quick. That's going to change the currents of the ocean. That's going to change the currents of the water. That's going to change the temperatures of the water. And, yeah, that's going to create some super storms big time. And it's going to get scary as hell. Really, really scary. And yet we're still fighting over who's doing what and who the powers that be that want to be in power. And yet they don't really have the power. Like, they think they have the power, but they really don't have the power. And, okay, now that being said, a lot of people are like, wait, what? Well, yeah, they think they have the power, but they really don't have the power. Because if they had the power, then you could not freely sit here and have the conversation that I'm having right now, because then they would want to silence you or control your free will. That's one thing that can never be taken from anyone or anybody. That is a birthright, is the free will that we have to live. And that right there is most important is the free will. And not losing that, although they try to repress it, of the free will of what we can and can't do, and how we're going to try to make ends meet and everything like that. It's, to me, even though that the technology has came so far, I still feel like we are in the Stone Age of technology. This is insane. We should be so much more farther advanced than what we are. But you got too many problems with the whole passing the patent, trying to make money on it. Nah, man. That's not how it's supposed to be done. It's supposed to be for the better of all. It's everything that we do is not supposed to be to make money. It's supposed to be for the better of all mankind. I mean, it would be nice to be peace on Earth. That would be something. Can you imagine that? Peace on Earth? We get peace on Earth, next thing you know, we're a part of a bigger whole than we ever were before. And right now, we're so crazily divided among the worlds and all the different countries and everything like that. And they talk the talks of the one world government and all this craziness. That's insane. I mean, it would be great to just do your thing, whatever it is that you want to do. You want to create something and make a painting, by all means, go for it. You want to have a passion to build something, go for it. But the problem I've noticed and what I've experienced in any type of passion of creating, I get left down to one thing every single time. It takes money. It takes time and money. Time in itself is most important. You know, being able to spend time with the family instead of being out, you know, between towers and driving miles and miles and miles. Excuse me. Driving miles and miles and miles behind the road just to make a buck, just to survive that month's deal, to continue to reset and do it all over again. You know, getting ahead would be a beautiful thing. It'd be great being able to get ahead. But is it possible? Maybe. Am I able to do it? Yeah, maybe. One of these days. Who knows where we're going to go? You know, AI is coming up with some crazy interesting stuff that keeps advancing. And that's a beautiful thing in itself. That'd be great. Turn around and tell the computer, hey, I want a steak and egg burrito breakfast. And then all of a sudden, right away, there it is. Oh my God, that'd be wonderful. You know, turn around and tell the computer, hey, I want you to go drive to Vegas and drop off this load and come back and pick me up. Okay, and it does it. We're getting close to that. That's going to be a beautiful thing. So. So, I want to add to what was already said about, you know, the Earth and everything like that, and how this thing's perpetuously going and all. And here we are, mere humans on it. You know, it's our host, and we're no different than the little bitty organisms living on our own bodies trying to keep us alive. And it's kind of like this whole entire golden ratio situation, or whatever the name of whatever they call it. I forgot the Fibonacci sequence, I think is what it is. So here's a thought that had come to mind, or at least to my mind, and welcome inside my mind now. What I find very, very interesting is that here we have this planet that has been here for billions of years, and so many different creatures have came and went, and, you know, on the food chain have appeared and went extinct and all of that, and yet us humans are kind of like, almost like rabbits, you know, we multiply a lot, quite a bit. And what I'm sitting here thinking about is like, how long ago, it seemed like it was a while ago, you know, back years and years ago, at least from my experience of what I remember, is things used to take a long time, okay? Like, let me give an example. Let's say I get mad at someone for doing something, not really understanding why they chose to do whatever it is that they chose to do and made me upset for whatever reason, beyond understanding today that I cannot understand why I would be upset about it. And I've long let a lot of things go, whatever it was back then, and moved on. And let bygones be bygones. Now I'm finding that causality, cause and effect, of cause of an action and a repercussion behind the action taking effect, is almost in my life of what I'm experiencing, it's almost instantaneous. It never used to be that way. It seemed like it used to go through like checks and balances and stuff, and like it had to go, I don't know, whatever the action of a cause of an action that I had chosen or done in my personal life, seemed like it went out into the universe and it went really far away and then turned around, and it took a long time for a result to take back or come back to this earth. So, meaning of, oh God, this is a bumpy road, I swear, it really is. Oh, so, all in all, reality-wise, it would take a long time if I had done something towards someone driving and I was all irritable and upset because of whatever reasons, passing I don't understand today, but whatever. I was upset about something, so therefore I cut someone else off because it was like, no, you need to wait because this is how it is, and you're going to wait like everybody else, or whatever. However, it doesn't really matter. The point is, that type of reaction and action and reaction took a long time for a result to take place and then come back and slap you upside the head, like karma. And I noticed it really happened in my life back then. It used to happen when I would try wholeheartedly to complete a project or try to complete an idea, or I had something that I really, really wanted to accomplish. It messed up my world. It really did mess up my world. It would really be devastating, because you had this false hope of belief, this is what you're going to do, whatever it is at that moment in time. And then all of a sudden nothing happened, and it couldn't happen. And then you had roadblocks, and this roadblock, and that roadblock, and everything and seemed like was out to get you and stop you from completing the roadblock. Right? You know, all the roadblocks seemed like they were out there to stop you from completing whatever it is that goal was that you had set out for yourself. So, at which point, nowadays, in, what the hell are we? We're 2024? That's right, the new year. Oh my God. 2024, the new year has brought out about again. And things happen a hell of a lot faster than they used to. So, like, I see it almost simultaneously. As soon as the action was taken, and I'm seeing it among my kids, mostly, because they're the ones that are acting and reacting to their brothers and sisters, their siblings. They're getting mad at each other, and then all of a sudden one gets mad at the other one, and then it's just like a domino effect, where it's like, come on, you're smarter than this. You know that, you know, this cause and effect situation, I've taught you this. This isn't anything new. This isn't something that you, like, you just, I'm just now telling you about this. I've been talking about this for ever since you were little. So let's not do that. Let's work together here and make this happen. So I've been teaching the youngins about that, of the cause and effect situation. And still, they don't have it in the back of their mind, and it's not, you know, buried in the back of their mind about that just quite yet. They're still trying to figure it out. On the other hand, in my personal life, I'm realizing that an action and reaction of, I guess you want to call it karma, sevenfold, what you reap, what you sow, or all this different terminology, whatever the terminology is that you want to use. I mean, there's all kinds of terminology out there for, you know, you get what you get, or you get what you do, or whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's happening faster, okay? And the faster that it's happening is really surreal, because we were at one speed at one point in time. It took a long time. It's a whole lot of bumps. Sorry. Whew. Some of these holes, I swear to God, you almost lose your truck in them. They're just like massive potholes in the ground, and the next thing you know, if you don't watch it, you're gonna end up losing the whole entire semi inside it. It's a ginormous hole. It's just boom. Next thing you know, you hear the rattlation. That's a new one. It's the realization of the what is it? It's the realization of the reality, and there was another one behind it. It was five words combined, or three words combined in one. Rattleization, the rattleization. It was the rattling of the truck with the realization of it happening came out to equal to rattleization. I like it. I'll keep that one. I'm going to use that from now on. What are you doing? Oh man, we're rattleizing. Oh yeah? We're rattling and we're idolizing. Jesus. I'm just gonna make up the English language as long as we go along. We're making up the English language as we go, so bear with me. So yeah, the craziness is how fast the experience is when it happens, how it happens, and then all of a sudden there it is. It's happening, which logically, in realization, if we look at the turning of the earth and scientifically look at how many hours in the day that there actually are, and we've gone from a 24-hour period down to like a 23-hour period in some minutes, which means that we're speeding up. The engine is going faster, which kind of makes me wonder if that's the Earth itself doing that on purpose, because, you know, we had collisional asteroids that were in effect, and it's like, hey, we better speed up the engines and move forward. So far, therefore, so then all of a sudden the Earth says, yep, we need to go to warp 9. And then all of a sudden they kick off, and now we're going faster than we were before. And therefore, you know, we're missing the craziness of the asteroids impacting the Earth and wiping out total humanity. I don't know, but it sounds logical. It seems logical. Could it be? Maybe. Is it not? I don't know. I could be wrong. Who knows? But it makes logical sense. Okay, and the reason why I say that it makes logical sense is due to the fact that it used to take a long time from an action to a reaction for you to get what you deserve or get what you get or get either negative stuff back to you or positive stuff back to you. It seemed like it took a long time. It no longer takes a long time. So is there a second coming? Probably. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe it already happened, and we're just now feeling the effects of it. I mean, kind of makes sense. You know, supposedly we're supposed to have peace on Earth, right? Peace on Earth. We are supposed to 100% enjoy this so-called life that we have. And it's a mere shell. It's a mere body. This isn't our true essence of who we are. We are something way more. Whatever this is that we are is not confined. At the moment, it is confined to the body. Does it go out past the body? Yeah, of course. They have documented scientific proof of it with electromagnetic cameras and stuff. And they're going, hey, man, those bodies are radiating an energy. That's thing's got some auras and that stuff's going on and we don't know what's going on and yada-da. And kind of seems interesting. And yet, you know, it is what it is. And so, yeah, it's happening. And the crazy piece about it is that we are having a lot more reactions a lot faster. Things are solving a lot faster. Karmic repercussions are happening a lot faster in people's lives. And it's very interesting. It's very intriguing. It's a whole new world. And yeah, we're on a plane of existence that didn't exist. And technically, I think, if my personal opinion, we were already supposed to be gone in this human genome, in this pool of this existence. I don't think we were supposed to be here anymore. I think there was a so-called catastrophe, you know? It's in the Mayan calendar. It ended, you know, December 21st, 2012. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, Y2K happened and all this other stuff happened. And it's like, wait, what? We're still here? Maybe we are, maybe we aren't. Maybe this is all just a mere delusion. This is all just a mental thing, and there is no physical body, and there is no spoon. For those of you that get the reference. Maybe not. Yeah, who knows? Is it a simulation? Okay, yeah, maybe. If it's a simulation, then it's something that we can control. And I say that because I can control my immediate bubble, my immediate realm. I choose what I want to do, when I want to do it, and where I want to do it, and where I want to go, and how I want to be, and how I want to act, and how do I want to act and react to others. It's all in the moments. That is my immediate control, is my moments of life. Every moment. Every moment at this moment in present time that I am talking, at this moment, I am driving down the highway, and you're listening to me ranting. I wouldn't say rant, because I'm really not ranting, but I'm talking, like, I don't know. This stuff is just coming out, so we're just going to go with it. And so bear with me. I know some of it may make sense, some of it may not make sense. It makes sense to others. Oh, God. It makes sense to others. It may not make sense to you. That's okay. We'll catch back up. Don't worry. It will come back around to you, and you'll get it. Now, oh, that just fell off a big cliff on that one. Wow. I was there, I was on the moment, I was on the wave, and then rattled to death of a rattleization, and it jarred the memory and my marbles in my brain, and now I gotta have my other brain catch up with me here. Hold on a second. Okay, so the reality is, every single moment that we have living is a precious moment, okay? Nothing else matters but the moment. So in reality wise, if we're living, if we are living in the moment, time is endless. Time does not exist in the moment. If you're in that moment, why? Time ceased to exist. You're living outside of time, outside of the linear time that we know that starts and stops and whatever, which doesn't make sense to me as a linear time, because it's really not, doesn't ever stop, it keeps going. So therefore it can't be linear, because time keeps going. There's no stop and start, which I don't know why we would ever think that it's a linear situation. I mean, it's a round clock. It goes around 360 degrees, and therefore the Earth is round. It's 360 degrees, as far as I know, whether or no the Flatlanders and all this other stuff that they are talking about. Very interesting, by the way. But in reality-wise, what I know of the Oldham textbooks was the Earth is round, so therefore it's 360 degrees. So 360 degrees, it's round. The clock is round 360 degrees. There's no start and stop to the clock. It keeps going. Okay, maybe the numbers don't, you know, stop. They stop at midnight or whatever, and then they reset back to, you know, 00 on a 24-hour clock, if that's what you want to call it, on a 24-hour clock. Now, wouldn't that be something? All of a sudden, we come up with an idea is, you know what, we're not going to stop the clock anymore. We're just going to keep counting forward. Wouldn't that be something? That's too many steps. I'm not going to do that one. So in reality wise, the moment is the most powerful. That's the moment that we have control of. Every time I get talking about the moment, the key point, all of a sudden I get the rattleization here. Which just almost tells me that maybe I shouldn't be talking about it. I don't know. But the point is, see, I'm going to go back to talking about it. And it's all that's rattling away. Ooh. The point is, we all need to be like in the moments, because the moments last forever. You hold those moments, they last forever. There's no end to the moment. Until you let it go by, and then now you're no longer in that moment. I've been holding you in this moment for quite some time, which who knows how long it's been going by. It's been going by, 20 minutes it's been going by. I've been talking about this moment for almost 20 minutes, and it seems like it was, I don't know, only a minute or two that I've been talking about. Yeah, okay, there was some rattling here and there, and there was this and that, some sidetracks and stuff like that, but the moment of what we have is an endless moment of time, which in reality wise, on the bigger grand scale of the planet and the world and the cosmos and all of that, are we only just a mere thought now, and we don't even exist anymore? More like the inner light, we're just a memory, and we're thinking that we're actually living when we're really not. Wouldn't that be something? That would be crazy. On the other hand, as far as we know, we have a heartbeat, we have the blood flow, and we have, the hot and cold, and, you know, the opposites. So therefore, I guess there's a little bit more to this than we know. But what I do know, and I do believe wholeheartedly, that there is definitely something more. There is definitely something more than this mere human body. I have to believe that. And the reason why I have to believe that is because there's too many strange things that happen that just coincide with each other, and synchronicity lines up, and then all of a sudden this is where you're supposed to be going. Or the intuition. Just be talking away. And it's getting louder. The intuition is really getting louder, which is why I'm doing this long episode, because for some reason the intuition is like, yeah, no, you need to really do this episode. It's very important. Really? Yes, no, you really got to do this. Really? Why? Well, just do it. Okay. So I'm sitting here talking and blabbing away in this because for some reason my intuition is yelling at me to do this episode. Who is it? I don't know. Who knows? It's something, someone, spirit. I don't know. I have got spirit. You know, it could be my inner child, my inner spirit. I don't know. It could be the whole grand cosmos telling the universe, going, yes, you do this. Do it now. Or not. I don't know. But what I do know is we got to start putting away our differences of each other, and the people and the stuff and the craziness and the stupidity, and let it go. Just let it go. There is no worries. No worries. Hakuna Matata. I ain't gonna be worried about this, that, and the other thing for the rest of the days. Why? Because they said it in Lion King, so therefore I believe it. Because it was said in a Disney movie, I'm gonna believe that. I want to live that. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's what I want to, that's the religion, and that's what I want to believe, the Hakuna Matata, that's it. I will go with that. No worries. And so far, it's worked out. You know, and then whatever happens and unfolds along my path, if something happens and unfolds along my path, then I have to reevaluate the situation and wonder, why am I here? What am I doing? Why do I need to do this? Who is it that I need to talk to? Very interesting. So, not quite sure, but it is what it is, and I'm just going along with the flow. So, I think with this long episode of what I've said, I think the majority of it is mentioned, and I think we covered the basis. Number one, it's the first step of understanding. Number two, experiencing the step. Number three, no number three. It's just two steps, man. Are we going to do this? Yes. The second step is the intuition going, yes, okay. And we're doing that. If the intuition says no, then don't do it. Simple as that. Two-step process. This is what we're going to do. You do it, and you get it done, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. You know? And maybe along the way, it makes the world a better place, I guess. I don't know. I think I still have hope. I do. I'm never mind anybody else out there. And you guys could turn around and be mad at me, or whoever the haters are out there could be hating on me, and I don't really care. I have hope. I have a hell of a lot of hope for this world. And the reason why? We're still here. We're still here. We're still alive. And we made it through some of the weirdest things in the last, you know, 30-something years of my life. We made it through some really bizarre things. And epidemics and craziness and stuff. And we're still here. We haven't exploded in space yet. The moon hasn't exploded. So, yeah. Are we on an alternate timeline? And what we knew once as children and the VHS's data tapes and the old days of what I remember of the Monopoly man having a monocle. Wow, that's a new one. A monocle. Do I remember that? Yes, I very much remember that. Very deeply remember the Monopoly Man having a monocle. Now, it's not existing today. It's the most bizarrest thing. I can't explain it. They say it's the Mandela effect. What we once knew was one way, and then somehow memory is still there, and you cannot erase the memory. Now, that means that time and space has altered, and then we were supposed to be gone as humans, and we're still here. So, we're still here. Do I have hope for us? Yes. Are we going to achieve heaven on Earth? Yeah. Why? Because that's what we were set out to do. That's exactly what we were set out to do. We were supposed to have peace on Earth. We're not supposed to have this crap that we have today. The scales are tipping. The scales are tipping and the balance is happening. And what is of the whole entire negativity stuff? Mark my words, it ain't going to be here in the next 50 years. That's going to be gone. That's for sure. It will definitely be gone. It ain't going to be around too much more longer. And therefore, the ultimate goal will be achieved. But my question is, why is the ultimate goal needing to be achieved? That's what's interesting. Why? Why is it that humans need to achieve this goal? So, this is going to be a very interesting ride. I know that was a long episode. And some of you are like, what? I don't know. All I can say is go back and re-listen to it or something. I don't know. It needed to come out. And it came out. And bouncing around on the highway, driving down the highway between towers, it happened. So here it is. Am I putting this down as an actual episode? No. I really am not going to mark this as like a episode, because it doesn't really seem like an episode. It seems like one of the bonus episodes, because I can't do it the right way behind logic. I want it on logic, and doing it on this app is just sucks. I really want the cool stuff. So, yeah, I'll get there. But for now, this is what you got. So, deal with it. There you have it. Until next time, whatever time of dimension that you're in, enjoy yourself. That's what I say. Enjoy yourself. You never know how much time you actually have. You never know. Maybe you might have a countdown timer. That's if you choose one. But, yeah, for me, I'll be between towers. Until next time.
This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission.